Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Captain Serrano, Sweet Delight.
Station Tug 34, permission to grapple.
Permission to grapple.
All fast, on your signal.
Captain Serrano of Sweet Delight, permission to undock on your signal.
All clear on station. Confirm all clear aboard.
All clear aboard.
Graphic Audio presents The Serrano Legacy by Elizabeth Moon. Book 1, Hunting Party, Part 1. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Colleen Delaney, David Coyne, Terrence Hazelford, Richard Rowan, Michael John Casey, Christopher Graybill, Sonny Lasky, M.B. Van Dorn, Tess Rowan, Thomas Penny, Dylan Lynch, James Lewis, James Konacek, and Mort Shelby.
Harris Serrano walked from her room in the small but respectable dockside hotel on Rockhouse Station to the berth of her new command, convinced that she looked like an idiot. No one laughed aloud, but that only meant the bystanders had chosen to snicker later, rather than risk immediate confrontation with an ex-Regular Space Services officer on the beach. Harris kept her eyes away from any of those who might be contemplating humor among the dockside traffic of the commercial district. Her ears burned. She could feel the glances raking her back. She would not have changed her military posture even if she could have walked any other way. She had been RSS from birth or before. Daughter of officers, admiral's granddaughter and niece, a service family for all the generations anyone bothered to count. Even that miserable first year at the academy had seemed familiar, almost homey. She had heard the stories from parents, uncles, aunts, all her life. And here she was, tricked out in enough gold braid and color to satisfy a planet-bound admiral from one of the minor principalities, all because of the whims of a rich old woman with more money than sense. They had to be laughing behind her back, those merchanter officers and crewmen who didn't meet her eyes, who went about their business as if purple and scarlet were normal uniform colors, as if two sleeves covered with gold rings didn't look ridiculous, as if the rim of gold and green striped cord around collar, lapels, and cuffs didn't tell everyone that an RSS officer had descended to the level of carting wealthy eccentrics on pleasure jaunts in something far more like a mansion than a spacefaring ship. Commercial dockside ended abruptly at a scarred gray wall with a lock gate in it. Harris inserted her card. She found herself caged between the barred gate behind and a steel door with a thick window. Another key slot. This time, her card produced a human door opener, who swung the door aside and held out his hand for her papers. She handed over the neat packet civilian life required. Master's license, certifications in 5 specialties, Imperial ID, military record, abbreviated, only the unclassified bones, letters of recommendation, and, what mattered most here, Lady Cecilia DeMarctos's seal of employment. The human, station security or Garand family, Harris didn't know which, ran a hand scanner over this last and replaced the entire pile in its file cover before handing it back to her.
Welcome to North, Captain Serrano. May I be of assistance?
Her throat closed a moment, remembering the words she would have heard if she had gone through a similar lock gate on the other side of the commercial docks, where sleek, gray RSS cruisers nuzzled the station side by side, where her gray uniform with its glowing insignia would have received crisp...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?